Kelman on cliffcentral.com.
Right then, she is a rock star dietitian. If you are fat and overweight, she will transform you to thin and healthy, not overnight, but if you do all six meals and you do them as she says so, then likely within a couple of months. Nat Matt is in the building, the most informed dietitian that I've ever met, really. And I always try and catch you with stuff off the spot that I didn't say that I was going to speak to you about, and you always just excel, which means that you really know your stuff back to front.
Or I really, really, really love it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing. You do love it. Do you love urine?
I think kidneys are amazing. They're amazing. They're only like 10 centimeters each and they weigh like 150 grams. But they just filter all of our blood. Like 180 liters of blood get filtered by them every single day. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It's a crazy thing, this body, when you actually start to kind of look at it and how everything works. I said to you last time that the reason I wanted to speak about urine today is because you can tell so much in terms of where somebody's at health-wise from looking at their urine. And you can also read a lot about yourself in terms of, is it too much, is it too little, what's the color of it? Mm-hmm. That can really help you determine if you are being healthy or you're not being healthy. Mm-hmm. So let's just put urine in the context of the human body. How does urine fit into how we work as human beings?
So unlike those little dolls that a lot of girls play with when they're small, you put water in and it's not water that just goes through one long tube and ends up in the nappy. What actually happens is that the water we drink or the fizzy drinks or the alcohol that we drink get absorbed from our digestive systems into our bloodstream, and then they are filtered and processed out by our kidneys. So we have two means of getting rid of waste products in our body. One of them is the liver, which excretes through bile and feces, and the other one is urine. And people are grossed out a lot less by urine than they are by the other stuff. So that's what we're chatting about today. And it's amazing. I was reading an article that said you can find metabolites of about 445 different things in your urine. So exactly as you said, urine can be used to tell what's going on inside a person's body. And very long ago, before we could actually do blood tests and much before we had all the fancy pants science we have today, people used to look at urine and get a sense of what was going on with a person just by the color and the qualities of a person's urine.
So let's start looking at then urine. Let's kick it off with how much is too much, how much is too little, how does this work?
All right, so the average person on an average day produces in between 1 to 2 liters of urine. If you are not drinking enough water, you do still need to get rid of waste products, specifically your protein waste products like urea. And our body can concentrate our urine down to about 400 mils. Mm. But when we consistently drink way too little water, what you find happens is that your blood volume drops as you become dehydrated over time. And as the amount of blood flowing to your kidneys decreases, so does the amount of oxygen going to the kidneys. And the kidneys over time get damaged by dehydration. So it's really important that we do drink enough urine. Enough water. Oops. Don't drink urine. Please drink water.
That may be the best moment we've ever had on this show.
We're thinking about the topic, right?
Yeah.
And so every day we need to drink at least 1.5 liters of water is what people say. But it changes whether it's hot, whether it's cold. Mm. If you're a person who weighs 120 kilograms, you need more water than a person who weighs 40 kilograms. So you can see that everybody changes, and it changes whether they're really physically active or sitting in aircon all day. And the easiest way to check is by looking at the color of your urine. I'm not saying that you have to go and do a serious inspection. Just have a little glance when you're going to the loo. And if it is a pale straw color, your hydration status is on track. If it is dark, if it is cloudy, or if it is strong smelling, that is a sign from your body that you need to drink more water.
So this is really interesting. I mean, we always speak about 1 to 2 liters of water per day for the average person, but actually it should be 1 to 2 liters of urine, because you could be drinking 6 liters of water and it could be the hottest day of the year. But as long as you're getting the 1 to 2 liters of urine out, that implies that you're healthy. Whereas if you were in the middle of summer and you were doing 1 to 2 liters of water, you would then be dehydrated because you would need more water.
It's a little bit more complicated than that. So we also get water from our food. If you're eating a piece of bread or a piece of fruit, there's actually quite a bit of water inside there. The same happens if you are drinking other things like coffee or tea. Those will add to the amount of fluid that you're taking in. So it doesn't have to be just water. It can be soup and other things, but you do need to make sure that you're getting in water or fluids consistently, and that your body, when it is excreting, it isn't, as I say, that dark yellow color.
So what are we aiming for? Always like see-through? What are we, it's the pale.
So overnight, while we are sleeping, we are going to actually, our kidneys will pump some of those things that color our urine into the urine. And so you will find that in the morning, you've got quite dark urine. And that doesn't mean, oh my word, I'm completely dehydrated, I need to drink. You do need to make sure that when you're getting up, you are drinking regularly. And that doesn't have to be, like, ideally, we shouldn't drink 1.5 liters right before we go to bed. We should be drinking small amounts consistently throughout the day, because you're losing water consistently throughout the day. And as your blood volume drops, which is a function of your hydration status, you will get thirsty. So when you get thirsty, pay attention to it. It's a signal from your body.
Yeah, I want to speak about when you should drink and shouldn't drink, because obviously that affects then when you urinate. I mean, if you are getting up at 1 o'clock in the morning and it's because you need to use the bathroom, then you probably aren't getting it right.
Well,
because it's inconvenient, it's breaking up your sleep, which is going to cause another problem.
Yes, so actually that knocks on something really important, and that's something called polyuria, which is a sign of diabetes. And when people have really poorly controlled blood sugar, their kidneys will dump that excess sugar into their urine because it's damaging the body. And so what happens there is, in order to get rid of the sugar, that person's kidneys will also dump a lot of water. And so they will urinate a lot, and then they will get thirsty. So if there is a person who's waking up many times in the night to go to the loo, it's not necessarily a sign that they're drinking way too much water before they go to bed. It could be a sign that they have poor blood sugar control.
So you could be drinking like a liter of water just before bed, and if you don't wake up in the night, then you've actually got everything sort of under control.
Potentially. I don't think it's an issue if you wake up once a night to go to the loo. If you are a person who's been drinking a lot of water, especially right before you go to bed, you might find that you do need to go to the loo. And the reason for that is that you experience the need to go to the toilet when your bladder volume is in between 300 to 400 milliliters. So if you're drinking a liter before bed, how much is already in your kidneys by the time you go to bed? You might end up waking up in the evening.
Now, this question is going to feel so random, but I feel like I'm going to forget if I don't ask it. When we speak about, like, you break the seal.
Yeah.
When you're, like, is there any truth to that?
I don't know.
it's when you start drinking and then they say, no, you broke the seal. And that's
now
why
you're just going to walk to the bathroom.
And you're consistently urinating. Is there any truth?
The thing with alcohol is that alcohol actually blocks the reabsorption of water from a part of the kidney. And so you've got this like 180 liters of water that is moving past your kidneys every single day. Now you add alcohol to the mix. It might just be an indicator for how much alcohol you have in your system, rather than breaking the seal, because what the alcohol does is that it then blocks the complete absorption of water from the kidneys, and so your bladder fills up much faster. Might be that.
Now I'll tell you the truth, because over the weekend I was drinking and I kept having to go to the bathroom, and they were like, why did you break the seal? And I was like, I'm going to ask Nat Matt on Monday, because I had to like pee 4 times in the space of 2 hours.
I think it might be a function of how much urine you were drinking. Urine! Alcohol!
Okay. I heard what you were saying. Don't worry, Nat Matt. How many times a day should one be urinating?
I don't know that there's a healthy one.
Really?
It's really hot in the studio right now. And then you might actually, if you're losing a lot of water through, for example, sweat, or through, you actually lose moisture through your lungs as well while you're breathing, you might find that if you're drinking very little, you won't need to go to the loo. So I don't know that there's a set in stone amount. It is important for people who get kidney stones, that they should be sipping regularly so that they don't have a buildup of any stone materials inside their kidneys during the day.
While we're knocking all these myths out the way, we spoke about 1 to 2 liters of water and drinking lots of water, and if it's hot, just drink. But there is even a limit to that.
Yes. So I don't know if you heard earlier this year, there was a US military person, I think he was a Marine or something like that, who died while training from over hydration. And what actually happens if you drink too rapid of too large an amount of water in a very short space of time, you dilute your blood and you get something called hyponatremia, and natremia refers to sodium or salt. And so what happens is normally inside your blood, the amount of salt and different minerals that you have is very, very tightly controlled. It's part of why the kidneys are so amazing. And when you overwhelm the system by over diluting your blood, that very, very tight limit gets exceeded. And when your sodium drops low, it can lead to brain swelling and then people die. Now, this isn't very common. It's not like every single comrade someone dies of hyponatremia, but it is a real risk if you are drinking way too much water without electrolytes in it. Electrolytes are the sodium and the potassium and those things. So if you're drinking just plain water very quickly, and we're talking like more than 3 liters in an hour type of thing, then you run the risk of hyponatremia and brain swelling.
When it comes to holding urine in and how that can be, I mean, can you blast that?
Well,
Where does it sit?
It sits in your bladder.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
if
can you blow your bladder?
There are problems, and you don't. You won't see it normally, but people will know when they've got an issue. Certain medications can actually stop the muscle that releases or relaxes the bladder so that you can urinate. And I have seen cases when I worked in a hospital of people who either due to medication or a growth couldn't go to the toilet, and then the doctors will just use a catheter, but they'll release liters. It's insane. So normally, I mean, if you haven't gone to the loo, haven't urinated in a day, like,
that's a huge problem.
Go to the doctor.
Yeah, and you would feel that.
Drink some water.
But you would feel that. You would really feel that.
Yeah.
Producer Kat, you got any questions on urine that you've always wanted to ask?
No, not really. But I am a big culprit of, number one, not drinking water, and number two, like, holding my pee in before I go to the bathroom.
That can be dangerous for your kidneys if you're holding on a mountain of water. So what happens when you exceed the capacity of your bladder is that that water stops moving up your ureters. I can't remember. I always get those two confused. And it can actually damage the kidneys. So don't do it. Not regularly.
I get bladder infections very quickly. Does that have anything to do with it?
Yeah, that's why.
I could only pee like once a day or twice at the most. I can hold it the whole day if I'm all, like, too lazy.
So biologically we're all different, but if you're getting infections, your body doesn't have words like, "Hey Kat, I really want you to go to the loo." Like, it's telling you in other ways.
Okay.
Sure, I definitely feel closer to you now though.
But what if it's too cold? And you're like, "I don't want to get undressed and the toilet is cold."
Are we really asking that, Matt, about what happens with urine when it's too cold and you don't want
to
pee?
This is why I'm lazy to go, because it's flipping cold. Well, it's hot now, but like in winter.
I think you'll be okay.
Okay. Just go when you need to go. Like, it's a mission, especially here at the office. It's such a mission because we don't have, you got to wash your hands afterwards, and we have a towel, but that towel's been in there for like weeks. So then you got to air dry, and I'm always like, oh, I'm going to walk down the passage with wet hands, but you have to do it. Don't hold it in.
But sometimes I'm scared because, like, if I'm going to go on a long road trip and there's no bathroom, then I've trained myself to hold it until I get to a bathroom.
You two, I'm just going to let you two talk this out.
Okay, I'll pee more.
Don't do it. Just pee. It's important. Okay, final thoughts on urine, Nat, Matt. What is it that's important for the people to really have learnt?
If in doubt, just check the color of your urine. Yeah. You're aiming for pale straw color. If it is strong, strong smelling or cloudy, make sure you drink some more water.
The one other thing I want to ask is that when I'm on a multivitamin, it gets so yellow.
So some of the medications that you take and some of the B vitamins specifically will make your urine like lumo yellow. It's okay. It's just a sign that you've taken in more than your body needs and your body's getting rid of it.
All right. Yeah. Because I actually quite enjoy it when it's that. Yeah. I'm like, yes, I've got the vitamins I need. All right. That there is Nat Matt. It's very easy to keep up with you all day on social media.
I'm on Twitter at Nat Matt. And Instagram, Informed Appetite, and my blog as well, informedappetite.com.
Fantastic. That there is Nat Matt on a Monday talking about urine. There you go. Peace out.
How to start your great with Kellogg's and the Kelman 20.
Don't procrastinate. Do what you want to do and do it now.
Be as good as you can, but they can't actually ignore you.
Run your own race and stop comparing yourself to other people.
On your own pace, your own race, your own lane. love yourself enough to work on yourself and be honest with yourself.
The main thing is action every single day. Small attainable goals that will get you in the right direction.
Hashtag start your great.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.